Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Sports Radio 92.9 A Game. It is Sam and Greg on this Saturday, June the 7th. Good morning, Georgia!
Morning!
And a good morning to all you Prince fans out there in Peachtree City. Say a little prayer for our man. It would have been his birthday today. That's why Noel is playing this. But yeah, it would have been Prince's birthday. Lost him in 9 years ago, man.
Man, that's long.
9 years.
Wow.
And you just hate to see folks in his family fighting over his music.
Yeah.
And that's going to be a big fight because he got a whole bunch of stuff that's sitting out there.
Music continues.
Yeah. Rick Limpert, going to let us know what's going on. Father's Day gifts, he's coming up later on. Got a fresh casting call. It is up on Get Cast with Greg right now. I can tell you right now, there's a need for the John Madden movie, cheerleaders, high school cheerleaders, football players, and marching band.
I got to tell you what I saw. I was over on the set for that thing.
You were?
Yeah, we'll talk about
Spielberg.
It. We'll talk later. I got a chance to see some of it.
And Noelle's going to be letting you know what's going on in her world. This show is becoming very fluid because we're getting people where, you know, we're not supposed to. They're coming a little late here. We're trying to reach out for some other things. And we have a special guest we think is going to join us in a minute.
Really?
Yes, we are, because there is a massive event going on tonight. Normally, we would reach out to him anyway to give us an update, and that update would be on Sunday morning. But we're not on that Sunday morning, so that's okay. He reached out to us today, and maybe we'll get a little preview. So we're hoping that we can get this. Noel's work. Is he ready to go? Sam.
Oh, man.
Do you know who we have on the phone?
Whoa.
He used to be part of the band.
Ah.
Then he moved away, making things happen down there in Central Florida. We had his mom on a Mother's Day. She took a shot at me, by the way, too.
Uh-oh.
Yes,
whoa.
She did. Yeah, his mother took a shot at me.
Really?
It wasn't anything malice, but we reached out to her literally to hear her voice because we've never heard her before to wish her Mother's Day and had to leave a message, and she responded, go, oh, it was so nice hearing your voice. I don't normally get calls from people, albeit old school, right? She reminded me, and it reminded me the first time we had Max on here. He's telling me, Greg, embrace technology. So as we welcome Max Van Auken here, how are you, sir?
Good morning, guys. It's so great to talk to you guys. Absolutely well. How's your morning going?
We're doing fine, man, and you called up here. So I tell you what, we want to talk to you about a couple things here. You called up about UFC 316, and normally you would be watching it, and we'd have you on Sundays, and now that we only have these Saturdays with us, the World Bantamweight Championship is going on tonight, along with everything else UFC. What do we need to know about getting ready for these bouts tonight, man?
The main event has superstar potential because of Sugar Sean O'Malley. So they fought at the Sphere, It was the biggest fight probably in UFC history, not because of the magnitude of who they were. It was because of the Las Vegas Sphere. It was the first ever live sporting event in the Sphere. So it was a big deal. Sugar Sean O'Malley, he has crazy hair, a bunch of tattoos. He talks big trash. He's inspired by Conor McGregor. He's a knockout artist. He ended up getting destroyed by Merab.
Yeah, he did.
Merab is a wrestler, relentless pressure. He doesn't get tired. He's just a machine. So he ended up getting destroyed, but what a lot of people don't know is he went into that fight, I know.
Injured.
It probably sounds like an excuse, but with a torn hip.
Yep.
And so he actually was considering pulling out, but once he found out it was in the Las Vegas Sphere, he's like, there's no way I can miss that. So he ended up fighting. So this fight, he does seem a lot more focused. He does seem healthy, but I'm still going Merab. But regardless, it's a huge fight tonight.
Sounds like a great time. Great time. Always great to have you on with us, man. And you still social? He is social. You can find him at max_van_Arkin. Is it cool to talk with this guy and catch up with him? What's happening? Well, thoughts about also, you know, this match, because we got an undercard too, right? Some matches going on that one tonight.
Yep. We have an undercard. And I'll be honest with you too, Sam. I appreciate the social plug, by the way. The UFC is having a little bit of a hard time with the undercards, and that may be a controversial take. I think now, because there's so many events and they're bidding for these TV deals, is it going to be Amazon? Is it going to be Netflix possibly? The ESPN, do they want to re-up? So I think they're putting so many cards on that you're getting these stacked main events and the co-main event possibly, but the rest of the card may not always be a fan favorite. It may not always be stacked. It reminds me a little bit of boxing. So I hope UFC actually dials back on that, because I'd be lying to you if I said I was looking forward to the rest of the card.
Wow. Hey, talk about that a little bit. We had Adam Alexander on earlier, and he talked about how NASCAR is going, you know, to the stream, you know, and it's something new for them. You know, and you got some of the older fans that are having trouble. What do you mean? I got to get this in order to watch my racing and whatnot. You know, this is something that's been there for UFC and for MMA. So they're already kind of there more so. When you say?
Yeah, because they had the package deal they had the UFC Fight Pass. They also had the deal with ESPN. So UFC fans are a little bit more aware of that. They're a little bit more familiar with that type of package deal. But they also, of course, went the pay-per-view route, which, let's be honest, not everyone has $60 they want to spend every other Saturday. So you have to really make it compelling for people to spend that type of money. But I will say this, your favorite fighter, Jake Paul, I think he may have actually opened up the door for something really interesting, because I'm not sure if you're aware of this. The most watched fight ever is Jake Paul and Mike Tyson, if I'm not mistaken, and it was because of Netflix. So I think the UFC saw that business model and said, hold on. Someone like Jake Paul, granted Mike Tyson's a huge name too.
I was just going to say, it wasn't because of Jake Paul, it was Mike Tyson.
Yeah, hold on. So they got all these views to the point where the server was actually crashing. That's how many people were watching it. So I think the UFC saw that and said, we may be able to take this to a whole nother level if we go the Netflix route.
But let me ask you this. Is this fair? And by the way, Max Van Auken, John and Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Is a byproduct of what you're talking about also that Dana White and them folks are trying to find the next Conor McGregor. And by putting all these people out there, because O'Malley's supposed to be that guy, but then, as you said, he got destroyed in his last match, so that didn't help. But is it that person they need, like McGregor, like the women had on their side with Ronda Rousey going back 5 years or whatever? Do they need that person to do what you say they're attempting to do moving forward?
That's a great question, Greg. They don't. They are a star-driven sport. Obviously, they're celebrating individuals, not a team. And they do have it's more talented than ever, but there's not necessarily that one star like you have with Conor. And it's kind of reminiscent of what we're seeing with the NBA. It's like, who's the next face? Who's going to surpass LeBron and Steph Curry as the next face of the NBA? And maybe there just isn't another LeBron. Maybe there just isn't another Steph Curry. You're going to have a conglomerate of stars. And I think that's okay, too. And I think we're seeing that with the UFC, because all the stars aligned for Conor to be who he was. It wasn't necessarily just about his trash talk and his talent. It was also the way he made it global, his fan base, the timing of everything, the crossover with Floyd. There's just some things you can't replicate, and I don't think they're going to.
Well, you mentioned the basketball finals. I know you keep an eye on things there from Central Florida. Give me your thoughts on what you've seen this postseason. Has it been a changing of the guard, so to speak, as far as the NBA, or do you think it's just an anomaly just for this season?
I think it is a change in the guard. It's hard not to say that. If you look at the Eastern Conference Finals, you look at the Western Conference Finals, you're not getting your typical the LeBrons, the KDs, the Stephs, and that's okay. It's just a changing of the guards, to your point. I have been pulling up receipts, though, Sam, of a tweet I had back when Tyrese Halliburton was entering the draft, and I said he had a Bluetooth quality, and everyone said, Bluetooth quality? What are you talking about? And I originally came up with this analogy when I was comparing LeBron and Michael Jordan. And I said, LeBron is more like Bluetooth. He connects with multiple devices. As soon as he enters a room, he's able to play with anybody. Michael Jordan is more like Wi-Fi, where he may not be able to connect with everybody because he's very intense. But if he connects with you, it's a connection for life. He has teammates for life. Dennis Rodman, Scottie Pippen, Steve Kerr, Paxson, Phil Jackson. And I said, Tyrese Halliburton has Bluetooth, where he makes everybody around him better, and it's contagious. Now, he doesn't have the flashiest and sexiest game, but he knows how to make people better, and I think that's also being at display here, too, with guys like Jalen Brunson and obviously Tyrese Halliburton, SGA a little bit of it. But I'm glad we're seeing that end of that spectrum of basketball.
That is amazing. I'm stealing it. I'm going to give him credit because there's nothing worse than a hack, right? There's the only thing worse than a hack is a rat. But I'm going to give you credit for that one. See, we miss this dude.
Yeah, man.
But I'm going to tell you what. There was a conversation this past week, and I'm curious of your thoughts on the announcement. Adam Silver saying, I don't know if it was official or they're going to work on it, but the All-Star Weekend and what they're doing on the NBA, and instead of the game the way it's been, it's USA versus the world. And your thoughts on this. And if this doesn't work to get these guys to play hard, what do you then do with that weekend in the NBA?
Two answers. So first, I would say I think it's a great idea. Anything other than what they have now. Mm-hmm. Like, that's the short answer. I think that you have to go that route. And obviously, if you look at the world and what they've been able to do, the past, I believe it's 5-6 MVPs have been by the world. They've been dominating the league. So actually, I think it will spark something, you would hope, where there's some type of bragging rights here, especially for Team USA, to say, hey, listen, no, we're still the face of the NBA. We still have the most talent. The second part is, and I hate to say this because you know I don't like being negative, but I also think it's just a business model that isn't sustainable when you look at the NBA, because the NFL is all about the shield. It's all about the team. It's all about the culture. With the NBA, you're celebrating individuals. And so when these individuals can make this massive amount of money with these contracts and then take games off and get a trade when they're not comfortable, it almost incentivizes this feeling or this attitude that carries over to the All-Star game, where it's like, I don't need to really play this. I don't want to hurt myself. I don't need to play hard right now. So I do think that the format could help. I think it's a Band-Aid for an underlying problem, and that is just the way that the league has moved into with this player empowerment, which I'm all for, by the way, but I do think there needs to be a little bit more of a balance, because at the end of the day, they're the ones playing the game of basketball. So you can make the format amazing. If they don't want to play hard, they're not going to play hard.
Max, I want to get your thoughts on this team out in Oklahoma City. And I won't say the NBA, you know, didn't want to have them in. They're one of the smaller market teams, and the wheels just wouldn't fall off with this team. And they're fun to watch, although Indiana pulled them off and they took game one and reeled them in. But thoughts about what we're seeing with this team?
It's scary, Sam. I think they're one of the best. Well, they're obviously one of the best teams. I think they'll win this NBA Finals. They're not only one of the youngest teams in the league. I think their average age is 24, 25 years old. They have like 8 first-round picks over the course of the next couple of drafts. So it's not like they're going to just be good this year and then simmer down. No, they're still young, and they have tons of draft capital. Now, as you know, if you win a championship, obviously players get more expensive. You may lose a couple players here and there, but they got their guy. They got their young core. They have a great GM in Sam Presti. They have draft capital. This is going to be a team that's going to be good for a long time, but I will say this because it is a business at the end of the day too. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, I saw this, that was the least watched finals game one since they've been tracking it. Mm-hmm. So I'm sure that's a little bit of a head-scratcher for Adam Silver, because you have this young MVP on the best team, and it still really didn't generate as much interest as he probably thought it would.
Man, we miss you, Max. Wish you were up here more, but we love to just tapping into your knowledge as far as just, like I said, UFC. Anything local, we didn't get a chance to talk to him about the Hawks, because I know he's got an opinion about who should be there next to Trey.
Yep.
And
we need to get what general manager? I mean, we got a whole lot of stuff.
We got that. And then also, he's down there following Orlando Magic and buddying up to all of them. Them dudes might snatch Giannis. You think he's
going to? They may snatch Giannis.
See? I told you. They're trying to get Giannis down there. Orlando's in every.
They get Giannis in Orlando, man.
That team right now is in everybody's back. They don't want to think about Orlando as a power, but they're right around the corner. Right, Noel?
Can Giannis and the Mouse coexist, man? That'll be huge.
I don't know. I think, honestly, if you're a young team, you do anything you can get to get Giannis. They do have a lot of similar pieces. Like, there's a lot of guards who can't shoot there, but they're young. They have energy. They have a lot of attractive pieces. I do think, to Greg's point, they can make a splash with somebody. It's just, it has to fit their needs, not just get more of what you already have.
There you go. Max, say hello to your mother for us, as always, and just have yourself a great rest of your weekend, and thank you, as always.
I really appreciate you guys. I miss you every day. You guys continue to inspire me and be the best show on air, so I really appreciate you both.
There you
Thanks,
go.
Man. Appreciate
that
it.
That is Max Von Auken down there. Just he is about what's next.
Yeah, man.
Down there in Central Florida. Coming up, get you set for Father's Day. Rick Limpert and all kinds of gift items. That is up next. And then we've got a casting call, money flying through the air, looking for high school cheerleaders, football players, and a marching band. I'll tell you more about that coming up. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com is the website. Go check it out. Go listen to old shows if you want, all kinds of deals. We got everything on that website for you. Also, you can take us with you in the Odyssey app. Sam and Greg on this Saturday morning, 7th of June. I'm just in one of those too much caffeine kind of morning, man. I'm sorry.
Too much?
I've been rambling and talking too fast. And just full of caffeine.
You all right over there?
No, I'm full of caffeine. Too much caffeine.
You'll be okay. We'll be okay.
Just too much here. The obnoxiousness is on full display. I gotta slow that down, and for that, I apologize to everybody. But now it is time to talk Father's Day gifts.
Yeah.
With a guy who, if you listen to Sam and I, you know we bring on before all the major holidays, and Rick Limpert lets you know what's what. And good morning, sir. How's your weekend going, Rick?
Doing good, guys. Greg, I need some of that caffeine.
Happy to pass some on, but I'm 2 hours into this show, and it's now starting to dissipate just
okay,
a little bit.
All right. Rick, where are you?
Yeah, where are you at, man?
I am a couple miles from the start of the Vegas Strip, and of course, my new home here, and still waiting for you guys to come and visit.
Well, what's in town this week?
Everything's in town. I was there in April.
What kind of convention? Who you hang out with this week?
Yeah, the world's biggest jewelry convention is in town this week, and I'll be heading over there a little bit today to check it out at the Sands Expo has taken over that, and the apartment convention, apartment owners convention is next week, and always something going on.
You know, is this a yes or a no from you? Because I have a theory about the last couple times I've been to Vegas, and maybe just, and you don't spend a lot of time on the Strip, but I believe the best music, other than the name acts, but the best music exists on the street in Las Vegas, on the Strip, because they just don't have lounges anymore. And as you make the times that you make your way to the Strip, do you hear a lot of street musicians that are just overwhelming and you wonder why they're not in some of these clubs? Because I was.
Well, two things on that. The lounges are kind of coming back a little bit. There's been a bunch of new little lounges that have opened. And yes, I would say on Fremont Street downtown, there are the musicians set up shop for tips. And there's some incredibly talented people as you walk through downtown that you get to hear. So, yeah, I agree on that.
Yeah, spending time on the waitforit.com hotline with Rick Limpert. And he is social. You can always find him at Rick Roswell, at Rick Roswell. All right, you sent us a number of items. People want to get things for Father's Day coming up next week. Let's start with the Flip Belt men's compression shorts. Can really make a difference. Talk about these shorts.
Yeah, I don't know where you guys stand on guys wearing compression shorts, but my opinion is they work, and these are some of the best pairs you can get. It's from a company called Flip Belt, because there's pockets in them as well for your phone, for your keys, such compression shorts. They not only offer comfort, but help support and fit your muscles. And moisture wicking, these are just great to wear under shorts any time of the year. And from a company called Flip Belt, $56, these would make a great gift.
Due to get up to 90 degrees today, those would be nice to play tennis in, right? You're around here in town.
And now Sam is a big griller. You got something for those pops who like to do grilling. The neutral.
Yeah, I got kind of a prep tub from BBQ Drips, easy.com. And, it comes in a couple different colors. It's got a built-in cutting board. And this is something you just keep next to the grill. It eliminates those messes you might make, easy storage and prepping and hauling of your meats or whatever else you're looking at grilling. I'm a griller, and I love this device. And they're very inexpensive, and I think Dad might get some use out of this.
Yeah, that looks like a good one. I really like that one. All right, Stuart Goff, and we just had a young man on who qualified for the U.S. Open. But thoughts about this instrument? Talk about this remote control golf caddy.
Yeah, from Stuart Goff. I don't think any of us are qualifying for the U.S. Open anytime soon. So we can bring this out to our club or our public course, and it's one of those little remote caddies that you put your bag on and it follows you. Behind you, so if you want to walk the course, you don't want to take a cart, but you don't want to carry your clubs, this is great. The technology on these trolleys has really improved, and Stuart Golf USA, you can check them out. They're not cheap, but fun having a lot of clubs now are investing in these, so if you want to walk, you don't have to do a pull cart or anything. This little robot will carry your clubs and follow right behind you.
You gotta hope that they'll let it come on the course, though. Because there's a lot of people, you know, these certain courses don't let you have any kind of wheels out there in the fairway and all that kind of stuff, even if it's not carrying it. So you got to make sure you're good to go. But I want one of these. I really do. I want one of these. I also want one of the next ones, too, because I don't have a portable weather station.
Yeah.
That'd be something nice to have.
Nice to have, especially this time of year when the weather starts to change in the evening. You can set your watch by it, right? Talk about this weather station.
Yeah, I don't know if I need this in Vegas. We've had just a couple drips of rain since I've been here, but from ambient, for the dad maybe that likes following weather. I knew my dad liked to chart and follow weather all the time. This is a weather station that will track not only what's coming, but as things are happening. Always good to be safe, especially in the south there, as severe weather season is starting. $170, available on Amazon. And also it has a few little bonuses in there for humidity, detecting leaks maybe that might be happening in your house, and your refrigerator efficiency as well. So this kind of does it all.
That is fantastic. That is fantastic. All right, here we go. Open Rock. We got some pro open ear air conduction sport earbuds. How do these work?
Yeah, that's a mouthful there, Sam.
Yeah, it is. It is.
We'll edit that out. Nobody will hear it.
But you're a pro. From openrock.com, the best thing about these is they're very comfortable, being that open air conduction, and they're under $100. This was voted the best open ear headphones of 2025. Water resistant, great for working out, running, hiking, and long-lasting charge. So pretty much worry-free earbuds, and I'm on board with that.
And that's by Open Rock. We go to openrock.com for that.
I tell you what, you had a little problem with that last one. This one's going to be easier. Why don't you take this one?
No, you go ahead.
No, you take it because, you get through it.
Feather Snap Hummingbird's Smart Feeder.
See? Look at you. You just nailed that.
Yeah, here's something you guys probably didn't know, and you probably never had a bird watching expert on the program, but birding and bird watching is one of the top 10 activities in this country. It is huge. The people that are into bird watching are fanatical about it. From feathersnapcam.com. So yeah, a kind of a Wi-Fi enabled smart bird feeder. You've got a little camera on your bird feeder. Will allow you to see those hummingbirds in action and other birds. That built-in HD camera, solar powered, so you don't have to worry about charging anything. And got little containers for the birds for their nectar and their water. And kind of a fun thing for the dad or the family to do is watch the birds come in.
Wow, man. I never thought of this as something just to watch birds.
Dude,
I had
a hummingbird get stuck in the patio.
Huh?
And, what?
They flew in, and then they see screens all around, right? So they're going there doing whatever they're doing. And then when you open the door for them to go out, they kept flying into the screen thinking they could go out that way. It took me literally about a half hour to get this poor bird out. I had to put one of those Home Depot big buckets over it and then put something in front of it and catch it and then bring it out. But they get stuck in there. If you leave your door open, they just fly in. And then with the screens, they think that's an opening to get out. It was the most time-consuming thing, and I felt so bad for this bird.
So you should have had one of these bird feeder things. Anyway.
Well, I'd had more in there then. Hey, Rick Lippert joining Sam and Greg. This is great. And again, the website, we're going to put that out there where folks can find all these. But are you following anything else right now sports-wise?
I mean, the NBA and hockey playoffs have been great. But here's kind of a little-known thing, Sam. You'll like this. The World Table Tennis Championships are coming here to Vegas starting July 4th.
Whoa.
The first time this has ever been held in the United States. And this is the Super Bowl of table tennis. I got a press pass for it. I'm going to be living at the convention center when this is going on. These are the best table tennis players. I love watching table tennis come to the Olympics, and I can't wait to see it in person.
How many people come to town for that?
I don't know.
Have any
big
idea?
Crowds.
They're expecting
big crowds. Big crowds, yeah. And it's when the NBA Summer League is out here as well. So they are already planning some activations with the NBA players and the table tennis players. This is going to be a lot of fun, and they're expecting 100,000 plus fans even to come here and watch. Over it lasts, I think, 11 days or 12 days, and I'm really excited about it.
How did Vegas pull that off? You said it's never been held
Vegas.
In the United. Well, it's never been held in the United States before.
Well, if it's going to happen someplace first, that's the place to have it.
Yeah, but I mean,
Sam, somebody you and I both know has had a hand in bringing this to Las Vegas.
Oh, really?
And it started at a conversation at a tennis tournament in China at the China Open tennis tournament by one Greg Sharko.
Really? Oh, man. Yep. Are you serious?
Yeah, so the former ATP tennis PR person has kind of helped the effort in bringing the table tennis to Las Vegas. And like I said, I'm excited about this. And for table tennis, it's huge. Maybe not here in the U.S. as much, but around the world in Asian countries especially. And hopefully you guys will want me to call in and give a report on this when it's happening.
Absolutely. And tell them, hey, you know, we got space over at Atlantic Station. Come over to bring table tennis over to Atlantic Station, man.
Speaking of tennis, I'm surprised you didn't say anything about the French Open and your thoughts on the finals being played right now on the women's side and then tomorrow with the men's.
Well, I think it's pretty exciting with Coco, and I love watching Sinner and Alcaraz play. So these are all your best four players, I think, right now in the world. And that, Sam, hasn't it seemed like this French Open's been going on for like a month?
It you know it does, and maybe it's because it starts a day early now. They start actually playing on the Sunday. Maybe that's it, or is it having something to do with Turner's coverage? What do you think of Turner's coverage the first time with this event?
I think it's been okay. I think there's some ways to improve it, but I like the McEnroe brothers. I like some of the other commentators. And pretty much if you wanted to watch a match, if there was a match you wanted to watch, they had it on. You didn't have to go searching around for it or cutting in and out of it. So I think that's been a plus.
Watching that has been fun. We're watching to see what happens. We talked earlier, you know, we're talking about, you know, Novak Djokovic not being in the final here. You know, thoughts about him and where he lands if he doesn't win another major. Do you put him at the top of the heap?
I think you have to right now. And I like doing it by surface. So Djokovic on hard courts has been so good. Of course, Nadal has got a record on clay that'll never be broken. And there's been a lot of good grass court players, Federer over the years. So we've just been blessed, Sam, as you know, the last 10, 15 years with great tennis. But now a new era, and I love watching Alcaraz play.
Yep, Alcaraz and Sinner should be an awful lot of fun. We see what happens with that, and we see what happens with Coco and Sabalenka. They're going at it right now. They're still in the first set. This first set has taken a long time.
Well, they're good.
That's it. Rick, we appreciate it. People want to follow you. What's the best place for people to keep up with you?
You said it, Sam. Rick Roswell on Twitter and wirelesswednesday.live, all my reviews each day. So great talking to you guys, And Sam, I'll be in contact with you about the table tennis.
Absolutely, absolutely. That sounds like that's going to be a lot of fun. Thanks so much for the time.
Thanks, guys.
All right.
Appreciate it.
That is Rick Lippert out in Vegas, man. Table tennis coming to Vegas. That is you. But like you said, it draws a little bit of everything. But you got to think, you know, does anybody from the U.S. have a prayer of winning that?
Well, they got this young kid down in Alabama named Gump.
Yeah, right.
Pretty good. All right, there is money flying through the air. Going to let you know what's going on in the film industry. Going to tap into Noel's world. And Sam's going to tell us what's going on over at Georgia State. All this has a connection. What's up next? Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Take us with you on the Odyssey app. You know, last couple weeks, we featured Chuck Berry. Something having to do with Chuck Berry. And that's nice. Talked about Berryland last week.
Yep.
Today was the day that Chuck, unfortunately, was charged with tax evasion, which made every concert that happened shortly thereafter, and I can talk about one that happened at a place in Chicago Fest. It made the cover of Ebony Magazine, and the band I worked with is right behind him. He was singing with his daughter, Ingrid. He toured with her. But watch I bring this full circle. Chuck was one of those people who was brilliant with numbers. Now, whether he took care of Uncle Sam or not, that's another question. Yep. But he was one of them guys that everything stayed in his head. He didn't write nothing down. And he would show up at concerts with a briefcase like they carried around in Pulp Fiction. And that's where they put his money. And that was the deal. But again, I heard this after we'd worked with him, the band I roadied with. They had played with him, and he just shows up, does his thing, and leaves. There was a two-show event going on, an afternoon show and an evening show, Chicago Fest back in the day, and Chuck was the headliner, and I think Dick Clark was there, and all these people connected with that era in the 60s and 70s bands, and it rained between shows. And because Chuck had this tax evasion charge, they said, all right, you can go work, but you got to be back in St. Louis every night at midnight. Because Chuck was like, I can't pay you if I can't work, right?
Yeah.
So they said, all right, you can work. We don't care where you were. You can go work in Moscow. You got to check in a guy every night at midnight in St. Louis, which was his home. So this show had a rain delay up in Chicago. And so the second show started late, and they had the performers that went on before Chuck, and they went and knocked on his door, and Chuck was gone. Because he had to catch his flight to get back
to
St. Louis.
He had to go, right?
Right? And so I don't know who they had play longer. They didn't have any more songs, but that's how Chuck rolled for a little while. But he got his money back to the government. And it was always just, I'm waiting for another really good movie about him to come out. Because I don't think it's been properly told in all the stuff he went through.
What a fascinating subject.
I think it was Empire Records was one of those, not Empire Records, the movie they made about Chess Records. They made about Leonard Chess, and a number of people were in there. They touched on the problems that that Chuck had, but they should make another one about that. Anyway, Sam and Greg on this this Saturday morning coming up in the 10 o'clock hour, or 11 o'clock hour, top of the hour. We're going to talk more Braves. We're going to talk about these NBA Finals. Terrell Thomas is going to join us. But if you go to 929thegame.com/castingcall or Get Cast with Greg on X, you will see a list of job opportunities in front of the camera in this week's casting call. From Rose Lock Casting, they're doing the Santa Maria movie. That's what it's called, working title, but this is the John Madden project. And this week, they need high school. So if you're not listening, call that family or those kids that you know, they're out of school, might as well put them to work, right?
Absolutely.
They need high school football players, 16 to 20. They need high school cheerleaders, real cheerleaders, 16 to 20. And they need members of or an entire real marching band, high school marching band, 16 to 20 years old. So, again, when you talk about 16-year-olds, 17-year-olds, all minors got to have that certificate from the Department of Labor. I got the link there. You fill out the paperwork. Boom, you get yourself a number.
Now I got to look at this.
What do you mean?
I got a chance to look at where they're shooting some of this movie.
Well, we're going to talk about that because I want to make sure you know the link is up on the website.
Mm-hmm.
Now, where were you at that you saw some of this being shot?
I was over at Center Park Stadium over at Georgia State, and I had to stop by to meet someone over there earlier in the week. And I looked at the field, and I noticed one end zone has Vikings, and the other end zone has Raiders with a big NFL logo in the middle of the field. I said, they're shooting this movie over here.
Yeah, they are. They're shooting the Super Bowl.
The Super Bowl, the 76 Super Bowl, was the Vikings and the Raiders. And but the thing of it, Greg, you always talk about the behind-the-scenes jobs, mm-hmm. and people have a talent. And I got to see that in action, folks, because they're building props, you know, back if you go, you know, and where the broadcast booths are, where some of the suites are, they're fixing them up to make them look like the broadcast center.
Like the 70s.
Like the 70s broadcast with the reel-to-reel mm-hmm. things and cameras from that time, notes on clipboards hanging on stuff you wouldn't even see if you went to a game now in the media area. But they had it set up for that to see carpenters, the guys who are hammering, building this thing and painting the sets, you know. And so I was really thinking about you when I saw that. I said, well, these are all the things that Greg tells people about. If you got a talent, if you have a skill, you can work within this industry, and there's a need for it. That's what I want to pass along to folks that I've seen.
The other thing that you want to keep an eye out for, because we know authenticity when we see it. We know when somebody we could tell the difference between John Goodman when he played Babe Ruth in a movie that he didn't play, and Bull Durham when we saw Kevin Costner, you can tell he did play.
Yeah.
D.B. Sweeney, Charlie Sheen in Eight Men Out. Them dudes played some baseball growing up. And so you see that and you can tell. But you can also tell when there's equipment that isn't. You know what them cameras looked like back then. They were the size of Chryslers.
Yeah.
Right? They got to find them. And then those tripods, whatever they put them on, they weren't tripods, but those things that they put those big cameras on, that's going to be an interesting watch and how they show those in this particular movie. But again, this is all under Rose Lock Casting, Santa Maria. Everybody seems to have accepted Nicolas Cage until they see the movie as John Madden. Christian Bale as Al Davis. And you got to see who these other coaches and players that are the opponents and how they depict them. I'm sure there's going to be some Chuck Knoll, the Steelers coach. I'm sure there's going to be some.
Oh, Bud Grant.
Bud Grant. Rooney is going to be there. The commissioner.
Roselle.
Pete Roselle.
Mm-hmm.
Will be in there. So again, this is going to be an inch, and Tom Landry, you know. But they went back and forth. Oakland played. It was between Oakland. It seemed like Pittsburgh, Miami. So there's gonna be some Don Shula.
Okay.
Those teams beat each other up.
Those teams were the power teams during that time.
In the AFC,
right?
Getting out. So, and again, that's in front of the camera, the things we've been talking about, but behind the camera, the jobs that Sam just mentioned, you start at Georgia.org. I walk you through to find those. Anyway, you got any questions about any of this stuff, Greg.Clarkson@Odyssey.com. And you can see the list up also on Get Cast with Greg on X. Now, I was going to share this segment, and I'm going to, with Noel, because we had a guest that came on when we would normally do Noel's World. So I'm going to pivot here.
Yeah.
And let me just make sure I get all this right, because I wonder, there's a need for girls this weekend, young girls to play stand-ins, kids and parents, church elders, and multiple roles for a project that Extras Casting Atlanta is doing. So I want to make some time for Noelle. Good morning. Is she in the middle of something? You need another minute?
Here she comes.
Well, you know, radio is fluid. Good morning.
That's right. Morning. We had that this morning. And I want to thank you publicly, because Max wasn't scheduled. Some other things that we had going on didn't work out. And you've had sparks coming off your knuckles back there. So I want to thank you for everything that you've done helping us get through this show this morning.
Of course. That's what I am here for, too. Man, the big station back here. Call me Captain Kirk. Anyway.
You know what's funny? You should say that.
What?
You know what happened on this day?
What? On this day?
The guy named, there was a guy who left his job named Gene Roddenberry. He left the LAPD to work on his writing career. That happened on this day.
Oh.
Gene Roddenberry quit the LAPD to work on his writing career.
Wow.
How did that work out? He quit in, what was that year? It was like, he 56. He quit the LAPD. And
that's a big leap.
Wrote that name you just that just came out your mouth down on a piece of paper, and the rest is history.
And that's why I said that's a big leap in 1956.
Yeah, it is.
Well, I'm going to man the big captain ship back here, and we are going to bring you some news from your Atlanta Dream. They dropped their last road game as they head back home to face off in Gateway Center on Tuesday, but they had a really good road trip, so you can't really put too much in yesterday's stock in yesterday's game. You had Jordan Canada coming back, so you're trying to fit her into the mix of, you know, like they had just really figured out how to really run this game and be successful in it right as Jordan was getting healthy and coming back. So now they're going to have to readjust again. But like I said, the number one thing that I've seen about this team that I like the most is that they've shown that they can win in a variety of ways. So once they get Jordan completely in the fold, I'm hoping that that should continue. But shifting gears for a second away from the Dream into the NBA and the finals, you know, I watched the second half of the finals as me and Jason did our show Thursday night at 10 o'clock on The Intersection here on 929 The Game.
So, excuse me, say that again?
I was watching the end of the final, the second half of the finals
on,
as me and
on
Jason.
What show?
As me and Jason were on air doing The Intersection.
That's
here on 929 The Game.
There you go.
Thursday nights at 10 o'clock.
There you go.
And we got off air. We talked a little bit about it throughout the show, and I was like, oh, they may not be able to close that magic number of 10. And, you know, we got off the line, and I looked up. And they were down one. They were down one with the chance to either tie it or take the lead. And I think we all know what happened. But I think Tyrese Halliburton is winning me over, guys.
You think so?
I think this playoff run is doing a great job of winning me over. So if that was their goal, then congratulations. I'm sure championship is the real goal. But if your goal was to win me over, number zero, you might have done it.
He has had, as far as what he's done in the final minutes of games, he's had a full career of a great player in what he's done just this past year as far as how he's ended games in his last minute shots.
And there's that, and there's the style in which he does it. He has this devil may care nonchalantness about him that I think people, it rubbed people the wrong way, but it's starting to turn, and I think that has a lot to do with the play. Like, you know, if you go out there and you ball out, you can make people silly. You can scream stuff like overrate that and sell T-shirts. And like, I really wasn't really buying into it after the Knicks series. I was like, okay, he had a great moment in the choke. Okay, whatever, whatever.
He put that on his leg. You see that tattoo?
He might be winning me over. He might be winning me over. And that's crazy to do, getting a player-exclusive finals shoe by Puma for you to exclusively made for Halliburton to go out there and play, and he put on a show in him. So,
you got a question.
Congratulations to Puma as well.
Well, yeah, I like me some Puma. They brought on our athletes once on the ship I used to work on.
Hey, shout out to Puma.
But
I think Puma. I think Walt Frazier. But go ahead.
Yeah,
that's who I was gonna bring. Well, yeah. Him and Walt.
Or,
Hazard.
Okay.
Walt Hazard picked me up.
Or Clyde.
Then we'll talk about that. But do you think what's happening with Indiana and Halliburton is an extension of him being on a team that's coached by a guy who is comfortable in his own skin? Rick Carlisle got a chip. He ain't worried about his job. And if you had a coach that was different, let's put it that way, some of these guys got fired this last week that wouldn't have allowed him to do what he's done this season. And I think that Rick Carlisle has allowed Halliburton to do what he feels he needed to do to play in a free-form way, play his way that he wanted, as opposed to putting him in a certain kind of system, maybe holding him back a little bit. And then when all the overrated stuff came out, he gave him even more rope, it seemed like to me.
Yeah, I think you found a great relationship between a star player and a coach. And honestly, to me, that's the most important part about the NBA. Finding that coach that can reach those players, especially the star players, and get the most out of them. Like, in Miami, that would have been a disaster, right? Like, he probably would have got shipped out of Miami.
I mean, answer that now. Who has a relationship like those two in the league right now that's really getting traction? I'm not talking about Steve Kerr and Steph. They're on their way out.
And that's the closest, but that's what it mirrors, though. You're not wrong. That is the old guard, but that's what it mirrors. That's what it has a chance to be with. You got the established core around Halliburton, and you got a coach that's willing to let him play his game. That has a lot of trust in Halliburton including his personality. Like everything that Hal does, Rick Carlisle seems to have a lot of trust in him being able to do those things and still being able to perform at a high level. Like he seemed to have figured out his personality and how to communicate with him and get the best out of him on the court. And I feel like that's what every team is looking for. That's the most important part of basketball to me, is finding the coach and the players that are going to actually work well together. Like I cannot think of his name right now.
What team?
Jackson. Phil Jackson.
Oh,
like
Phil Jackson
and anybody.
Okay. I was teeing that up for you to see if you were going to mention those guys down the street around the corner from here.
I mean, I think they're growing to that. We haven't really seen the heights of it because they got to put all the pieces together, you know, yeah. The injuries and the blah, 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 and the trades and the blah, 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 blah. But I think that's what you're starting to see is that trust between Quinn and Trey. Like, they do a lot of talking and timeouts, and Quinn really lets Trey play the way he wants to play. And you've seen Trey buy into a lot of things that Quinn wants to do, especially defensively. So I think you're starting to see that, but we want to see that on the level of what we see in June. Mm-hmm. June. We want to see that in June.
Yeah. Well, you got to be around in order for that to happen in June, right? You know what has to happen with this team, and that gets us back to what we hope to see in the future and, you know, want to see what they do, even what they do with this draft pick that they
have. I was just about to say, see, our June is more draft-focused. I want to be finals-focused.
Yeah.
I want to move away from being draft-focused.
Yep. Me too.
But
me too.
We got to get there. So next is the draft. Two picks. Who are we looking at? I don't know. I haven't even swung my attention to draft analysis yet. I probably will next week. Right now, I'm still looking at Shedeur Sanders camp footage, but I'll shift perspectives in a moment.
You know who I'm watching, and I'm hearing some people talk about is Asa Newell out of Georgia, and will he be around right about the time where the Hawks pick? He's 6'11",
uh-huh,
looking for a big.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. I mean, he's home area product. And so, I'm watching to see what happens as far as that goes, as far as his workouts and whatnot. I'm sure that would be a very popular move with folks. It would fulfill a need.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, the team needs someone in that position. You're going young, you know, which he's got to come in and have to learn some things and take his lumps and, you know, earn his stripes at the next level. But here's a guy. And we got to see what he did, the difference he made with the Georgia team last year. So we'll see.
Right. And getting him, you know, before we get out of here, getting him could give you kind of what Tahina Pau-Pau was given the dream, which is not just fulfill a need in shooting in his place, you know, a quality big, but also give you a little name recognition, which you have, you know, somebody from Athens.
Oh, yeah, now.
Yeah, you know, it could fulfill, you could kill two birds with that stone. So I kind of like the sound of that. 6'10", Athens. Yeah, that sounds decent on paper.
All right. Is that it? You got anything else? You got it all off?
Yeah, I think that's it.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that's it this week.
We had to combine the two, right? A little bit of Scassing Call, a little bit of Noel's World, and we do this on a day where we pay a little tribute and say a prayer for Thurman Munson. It would have been his birthday today.
Man.
And, you know, baseball, Yankee fans, they remember him. Thurman Munson and Dean Martin celebrated a birthday. The same
Everybody.
Birthday. Sing it, Sam.
Yeah, I'm not going
to. Going to talk about these Braves out in San Francisco up next. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, It's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.